Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Calling Monster Island, and this is where we talk about Godzilla and really anything else that I want to talk about. So, yeah. I know I changed up the opening thing. That's not going to be a reoccurring thing, so if you like it, then send me an iTunes review and maybe it will be a reoccurring thing. I don't know. It's up to you. Anyways, today we're gonna rank the Millennium and Reiwa scores, but before that we have some news retaining about we have news about the MonsterVerse to cover, and news about Godzilla Battle Line. So let's get right into that. So first item of news is that we have a brand new teaser image for Kong Skull Island, or the Kong Skull Island anime. And it's literally just a Kong footprint. It's not that big of a deal. Moving on. We're gonna get a Godzilla console game. Yeah, we're getting a Godzilla console game. It's an adventure game based off the MonsterVerse. It's pretty cool. Anyways, there were a couple Blu-ray releases, on the 15th. There was Varan, Goroth, Doggera, and Space Amoeba packaged together, and, Gunhead was released separately. I really don't know why Gunhead was released separately, of all things. But, you know, whatever. And then that leads us to our final thing, and that is that Shin Ultraman and Godzilla Battle Line are going to get a collaboration together, which is, you know, it's pretty cool, right? I think it's cool, so, you know. Anyways, moving on to what you're all probably here for, the ranking. So, if you don't know how this works, we're gonna rank some stuff. So, the highest number is the worst, and the lowest number is the best. This is all my personal opinion, and it literally has nothing at all to do with any opinions that anyone else has said. So, yeah. Let's get right into it. With number 10, Godzilla Planet Eater. I don't like this score. Deal with it. Number 9, Godzilla City on the Edge of Battle. I don't like this score either. Number 8, Godzilla Planet of the Monsters. This score is somewhat better than the others, but I still don't like it. Yep. Number 7, Godzilla 2000 Millennium. It's made by Takayuki Hattori, and I really don't really care for Takayuki Hattori's scores. They always seem to be kind of bland, like modern film scores, and I don't like it very much. His style of music is not the best. Controversial opinion insert here, but I don't really love Takayuki Hattori's music. The end. Number 6. Godzilla Final Wars. It has some standout tracks, like Gigan Awakens, Rodan Attacks New York. I don't know what you want me to say here. One of the only good tracks from the entire score is Gigan Awakens. The other good one is Godzilla's theme. The one that plays right at the beginning when the Gotengo is attacking Godzilla, that is the only theme in this. Those are the only two themes besides the hip-hop part of Rodan Attacks New York that I actually like. So, yeah. that was number 6, right? Yeah, so number 5, Godzilla vs. Megaguirus. It's Michiro Oshima, but it's not her best work, so... Yeah, I mean, that's about it, honestly. Alright! Number 4, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. It's good, it's Michiro Oshima, but it's not as good as... Number 3, Godzilla Tokyo SOS. Also Michiro Oshima, and these three could be spliced around by preference. Anyways, number 2, Shin Godzilla. I love this score. I like this movie. I like this score. Yeah, by the way, my opinions have changed on Shin Godzilla. Tune in sometime next month. Or maybe this month. I don't really know when. It's in the schedule, though. We're gonna cover Shin Godzilla. Anyways, number 1, GMK. This is the best score on this list. Maybe one of the best Godzilla scores ever made. And it is good, so listen to it. Anyways, that's it. that's it. Yep, this is gonna be a 7-minute episode. I know it's short, but we got some cool stuff planned for July, so yeah. It's gonna be a little bit like our early days when we started, you know, doing Gamera stuff. But yeah. Also, I've been, you know, doing stuff by season, and I'm not gonna do that anymore. It was fun doing it, but it just got confusing at this point, so we're still gonna do numbered episodes, but we're no longer going to do seasons, because I don't really want to do that anymore. So yeah. Anyways, yeah, leave me a review on iTunes. I don't think I've gotten a new one yet. I'll check real quick. I don't think I've gotten a new one in a while, so, if you bear with me for a moment, I will check. Nope, I didn't. Well, alright. So anyways, yeah. You can write me a review on iTunes. Also, you could give me show suggestions on iTunes. Also, sometimes I put polls on Spotify. I put one poll on Spotify one time, and nobody answered anything about it. So, you know, it's really fine. I don't really care. I just want to know your guys' opinion. But, you know. By the way, if you couldn't... If you're not here with me right now, but I was doing the Jim Halford, like, shrug face thing from The Office. Yeah, I like The Office. I'm not going to cover The Office because I've decided I'm only going to cover Godzilla stuff and video game stuff and sometimes anime that I like. And really, all that anime is gonna be is, like, Agretzko, and that's about it. And yes, I'm still gonna cover Evangelion sometime. Give me a second. That's a big, big series to you know, do stuff with, so yeah. Also, I think we might start doing some more obscure kaiju stuff, thanks to SRS Cinemas. You'll see. Yeah, so without further ado, I bid you goodwill. Whatever. I don't know. See ya. Hopefully Shin Ultraman will come out in the States in theaters soon so I can actually go see it and cover it for the cast, because that would be really cool. So, yeah, see ya. Bye.